Good morning. I'm Jenna Dooley. Illinois lawmakers are moving to give judges more discretion in sentencing people convicted of certain crimes. Brian Mackey has more.
Judges would be able to depart from state mandatory minimums for just three types of offenses: use or possession of drugs, retail theft, and driving on a revoked license because of unpaid financial obligations. State Representative Ellen Skillicorn from East Dundee was among a small group of Republicans who joined Democrats in supporting the legislation. He says he was inspired by Newt Gingrich describing his biggest mistake as U.S. Speaker of the House in the mid-1990s, backing a major expansion of mandatory minimum sentences.
He explained to the crowd how much damage mandatory minimums have done to many, many communities.
Despite its modest reach, the measure just barely passed the House. It now moves on for consideration in the Illinois Senate. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is doubling down on his commitment to protect undocumented immigrants in Illinois. On Friday, President Trump said his administration is strongly looking at releasing thousands of detained migrants into so-called sanctuary cities like Chicago. But Pritzker calls it a scare tactic.
The fact is, we're not going to ship 11 or 12 million people out of the country, no matter what Donald Trump says. I'm not going to let that happen in Illinois. It's not going to happen in the United States.
Pritzker says undocumented immigrants should be able to stay in the U.S. and says Illinois will remain a sanctuary state, despite threats from the White House. Eastern Illinois University launched a pilot program encouraging students training to be teachers to consider looking for employment in rural communities. Doug Bauer is Dean of Education at Eastern Illinois. He said the program, called Teacher Corps, takes students on trips to rural districts to tour schools and talk to teachers about their experiences. The report comes from the Decatur Herald and Review. The State Board of Education found Illinois schools had over 2,800 vacant positions as of last fall. A 2015 survey from the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools found 60% of districts in the state had trouble filling all of their teaching positions. Wintry weather across Illinois forced the cancellation of flights at Chicago's two major airports. About 1,000 flights were canceled at O'Hare, another 140 at Midway. The National Weather Service says the region was hit by a mixture of rain and snow during the day, with temperatures hovering around freezing. This is Illinois News on your NPR News Station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. One person was injured in a shooting early Saturday morning in Mount Vernon. Police say they're still searching for suspects in that incident on South 17th Street. Officers say they were called out just after 3 o'clock Saturday morning to a report that a woman had been shot. The victim was taken to a local hospital with what authorities call non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they have identified a person of interest, but have not yet located that person. Meanwhile, police in Carbondale say one person was arrested over the weekend after that incident on a school bus that prompted a lockdown at three local schools. Carbondale police report 19-year-old Ja'Kari Anderson of Carbondale was arrested Saturday morning and taken to the Jackson County Jail. Anderson is accused of having a weapon on a school bus Friday morning. When confronted on the bus, Anderson ran away before the bus got to school. Police and school administrators at Carbondale Community High School, Carbondale Middle School, and Lewis Elementary School placed each facility on lockdown while they searched, but lifted that lockdown later Friday morning. Anderson now faces aggravated unlawful use of a weapon charges. The 19th annual For Kids' Sake fundraiser and art auction is this month. Ryan Edwards is assistant director and says the fundraiser uses children's artwork from across the region and around the world to raise money for 6 orphanages and schools in Bangladesh. The artwork can be found at the Long Branch Cafe and Bakery in Carbondale. The silent auction is going on now, and the final day to bid is April 26th, when a festival for the event will take place. I'm Jennifer Fuller.